If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mark Routh, CEO of Prospex Energy, PXEN is ticker. Mark, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin.
Yeah, and you've announced approval of the El Romeral well workover today, and we'll dig into that, the news behind that and the significance of that in a bit. Before we do, Mark, as always, for people not familiar with Prospex Energy, just give us a brief summary, if you could, as to what it's all about.
Well, Prospex is an investment company. We have assets in Spain, which we have a gas-to-power plants called El Romeral in southern Spain, which is generating electricity from the gas we produce there. And there is an exploration permit in Spain, in southern Spain, called Tesorillo. In addition to that, we have an asset which is coming into production in Italy, where we have just announced last month a proposal to acquire further 20% of that asset. It's called Selva in Italy, and there's announcements on our website in that regard.
Marvellous stuff. So this morning's news, a welcome development for your company there. Could you explain the significance of this update, please, Mark?
Well, this update today is a result of hard work and collaboration between Prospex and our JV partners on the El Romeral gas to power plant. And with the guidance of Alistair Buchanan, our newly appointed director who championed this procedure, we've got this workover approved and is going to happen imminently. The plan is to commence work on the week commencing the 18th of October. It has the potential, this workover, to increase gas production and to allow the start-up of a second generator at the plant, which could double electrical output. Now, the importance of that is that with gas and electricity prices soaring in Spain and across Europe, Prospex is delighted to be in a position to increase production and deliver an invaluable source of indigenous energy to Spain.
Mm-hmm. Understood. And this is the first sort of operational update in several weeks with, I suppose, recent RNS is focusing mainly on various corporate developments going on behind the scenes. Has the requisition general meeting distracted the board, Mark, do you think, from the work going on in Spain and Italy?
Yes, the requisition general meeting has delayed us making progress on many other things. For instance, discussions with our debt providers are on hold until the outcome of the general meeting is known. But as demonstrated with the update today, the board is making very solid progress and working with our JV partners to ensure operations stay on course, both in Spain and in Italy.
Understood. And you mentioned JV partner there. This is Warrego Energy, I believe. Could you explain the relationship between Prospex and Warrego, please?
Yes, Warrego Energy is our joint venture partner on our assets in Spain. I'm a non-executive director of Warrego, and this provides me with a deep understanding of these assets, understanding of both parties from actually many years back. So in my experience, deals are done through collaboration, not conflict. And I'm committed to ensuring relationship continues to work for all stakeholders in both companies. So as an example of this collaboration, for instance, we stand as a united front in our negotiations with the Spanish regulatory authorities because we're talking to them about permitting and environmental permissions, and it's taken months to get to this point. It would be a travesty to jeopardize these negotiations when we've come so far. And in practical terms, I stand aside in any Warrego commercial discussions on the Spanish assets where it's a small part of the Warrego portfolio. And if there are perceived conflicts, I just leave this to my Warrego colleagues. So there's a bit of a concern about the proposed directives coming in from the general meeting. They don't know any of the Warrego team, and I believe they have never met or discussed the plans. And my fear is that the collaborative relationship between Warrego and prospects would evaporate, and the significant process we've made in Spain would stall.
Yeah, yeah. Well, could you outline why this general meeting, you know, has been requisitioned, and why these directives have been proposed, if it may prove so damaging, you know, to, like I said, to the overall success of the company then?
Well, it's a point of view, isn't it? Three activist shareholders bought shares in Prospects on the open market since June of this year, and having accumulated around 20% of the share register, they're now seeking to exert control over the whole company, essentially a takeover by the back door, by appointing their own proposed directors. My job as CEO is to represent all shareholders, including the long-term shareholders and those that have backed the company over the last decade. I don't believe that installing these new directors will provide any benefit for prospects and will prove extremely damaging to the deals which we've been working on, which may be held up indefinitely. I also don't think that paying an expanded team of three full-time executives and two non-executive directors at this point, even in shares, would be beneficial to our shareholders. So, unlike the proposed directors, anything we say is verified and checked by our nominated advisors. Well, we are obviously unable to announce anything until it's firm and has been rigorously checked. So this constrains what we can say and how we can answer to things. All I would ask is shareholders to vote for us at the general meeting. The resolutions vote against 1 to 10 and for 11 to 14.
I see. Yeah, yeah. And what's your plans for funding the company from here, Mark?
Well, again, there's not much I can say until it's definite, but as detailed in my letter to all shareholders that we sent out on the 23rd of August, our plans to finance prospects will be a delicate balance of both debt and equity. The company currently has no ability to raise equity on the public markets until resolutions are passed at the forthcoming general meeting. So, and as I said, under AIM rules, I can't mention anything until progress is firm, and I'll update the market at the appropriate time.
Okay. Why are the directors not buying shares to support the company now?
Well, the company's interim results will be published on the 28th of September. AIM rules state that we are in a closed period 30 days prior to that date, and so directors and those with inside information are not able to buy shares.
I understood. Okay. All right, Mark. Well, listen, if someone listening to this likes the sound of what you're doing, the operational progress you're making there, but are not yet following the story, if you could, please give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
Absolutely. I joined Prospects because I regarded it as a springboard from which we could launch a significant energy company, with gas in particular our target, ESG to the fore. We believe we can build this company into something many multiples of its current worth. And we've got a very good tailwind behind us, actually, with electricity and gas prices soaring in Europe. And we've got a company here which we can build and move forward to much bigger and better things.
Wonderful stuff. Mark, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.